While speculation is growing over the possible role of prescription drugs in the singer's death, here in the Leimert Park neighborhood of South Los Angeles, people are celebrating Michael Jackson's music. 22-year-old Brandon Matthews says he and his parents were big fans.
They loved him, too, and that made me love him. His music was great. It was awesome. Man, he's the greatest. Greatest in pop.
News stories about the singer inevitably recall suspicions surrounding his close friendships with children. In 2005, Jackson faced charges that he molested a 13-year-old boy, and he was acquitted. 29-year-old Halima Lewis and her mother, Michelle, say that trial and other difficulties now seem unimportant.
His time in court and his problems didn't hold a light to the good that he did. And yes, it took for him to die to see that.
Yes,
that this was an amazing man.
And when I was looking at his music that he had done and re-looking at it, it was so deep.
It's amazing.
You said, wow, this guy is deep.
Halima says she listens to Jackson's music with her own children. Jackson was preparing for a series of 50 concerts in London, which were set to begin next month. They were intended to help him recover from financial troubles and rebuild his career. Tony Robnette, who once saw young Michael Jackson perform as part of the family pop group The Jackson Five, was looking forward to see him perform again.
Yeah, I was thinking he was going to come here to California after London. I was waiting to see him. Here I'm in my 50s, you know, and I went to see him at the Forum here in California, and I believe it was 1969, and I was just a young kid myself.
At a community forum Saturday, people spoke about the singer and his complicated relationship with the African-American community.
He was so cute when he had that nose, that brown skin. And then
one said, you know, the Jackson family was regarded as royalty when she was growing up, but the singer's many plastic surgeries made some believe he hoped to obscure his black identity. Earl Ofari Hutchinson, president of the Los Angeles Urban Policy Roundtable, says he was not a big fan of the pop star, but he has new respect for the singer as news is coming out of Jackson's many charitable contributions, usually made without fanfare. Hutchinson says Jackson's extensive philanthropy shows him to have been a caring person.
And I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'm of another generation of time. You know, I'm not big on Michael Jackson and his music. I mean, I'm just not. But when I saw that and the contributions he made, that cast him with me in a different light.
As Michael Jackson's family presses authorities for more information about the singer's death, fans are recalling his life as a man of unusual talent who touched the lives of millions. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.